I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The Sun Theater in Grand Center is more than 100 years old, but years of neglect left the theater ruined. The Grand Center Arts Academy, next door to the Sun, was established less than 5 years ago. Now, after a roughly $11.5 million renovation by the Lawrence Group, the Sun has reopened. Its primary purpose will be for students at the Grand Center Arts Academy. Lynn Glickard is the school's executive director, and yesterday we took a tour of the theater. We started outside, and that's where I first asked her if the Sun Theater was on her radar when the Academy first moved to the neighborhood.
We needed a performing arts space. We know that the building we're in does not have one, and it was always a hopeful thing, but we didn't know if it would be a reality, and we are thrilled because performing arts schools need a performing arts venue. So,
well, before we walk in, let me set the stage. This building had been abandoned for at least 40 years.
That is my understanding, and it was first opened in 1913 as a German-speaking theater and opera house.
And then went through a lot of different transitions.
Yes. In fact, we just did our grand opening gala this past Saturday evening, and the program was honoring the life of this theater. So we had vaudeville, we had gospel choir, because at one point a church was in here. The German side of the beginning of the school, we had someone sing in German as well as the pantomime of Faust by Goethe, which is the very first thing that was opened in here in 1913. So it's been many, many things. Burlesque, we decided not to do that part for the program, but many things.
I've never seen the inside, but earlier this year I saw one of those reality shows on TV where the people went around breaking into buildings and stealing things, and it was this building that I saw.
Apparently that did happen a couple years ago. I don't know what treasures they found, but I've not seen that, but I understand that that did happen.
Well, from the images I saw on television, this place was a wreck.
And actually, even on our program, we have some before and after photos. It literally looked like bombs had gone off inside. I actually just found out there was a demolition crew on contract to come tear this building down. It was that close to falling down. Trees growing out of the roof, a wall was about to fall over, and the plaster inside was probably 6 inches deep. It really did feel like we were in the middle of a war zone.
Well, this is an $11 million project, renovation project, so I'm excited to see it. Can we go inside?
It is, absolutely.
So we're standing now in the lobby of the Sun Theater. It's not a huge lobby, but it's a beautiful one. I'm noticing particularly the ceiling detail.
Yeah, so we are standing on marble floors that are new and were brought in to match what we think was there. The reason we think that is because one stairway is actually original, which is this one, and the one on the right is a new one to match what was here. So the medallions on the ceiling, that is original. That plaster did not have to be replicated, including the cornices in here. So this is all original. It's just if you'd seen it before we got in here, it's hard to believe they could make that come back to life.
Interesting how the floor slopes.
I'm not sure what that is for, but it works for lots of things, yeah, including access to the actual auditorium.
Well, it feels like we're about to enter something exciting.
Yes,
so.
It is. Let's go see. The original theater had 1,300 seats. This one has 600. We actually created on the very top part of the balcony some classrooms up there. And 600 seats seems much more the right size for our purposes as well as for the community that's very eager to be able to have access to this theater.
I'm curious, where were the seats that are not here now?
Well, they were destroyed. They were no good. But what we've done is we have one balcony. Between this floor and the top, we have 600 seats. We did put a wall up where the very highest balcony was, and that's where we created classrooms.
Oh, I see.
So you have to actually come into the theater to look up and see this beautiful, all of this was restored. Just left of the center on the cornice, that was original and has been repaired. Everything to the right of the center was replicated and new plaster, new forms made to match what was on the other side.
That's an interesting aspect because, as I understand, structurally the building was very solid, but after 40 years of being vacant, walls had fallen in, the rain had come in, so you didn't really know what a lot of the interior originally looked like.
We didn't. Even the architects, as working with it, they were still not sure what the original colors on the wall were. They had to sort of guess about that in terms of the time period. But even the stage, it was so rotted that there was a hole in the middle of the stage. We had to be very, very careful in those early days, even before any project started. Just we couldn't even walk on it. It felt like it could have been a set for something in World War II. It was that bad.
So this entire project took, I guess, a little more than a year. That seems like moving quickly comparatively.
Well, there was a little bit of slowdown initially because they discovered some things. That's always a surprise in construction and renovation, but they actually didn't move very quickly. It's less than a year that all this was done. It's pretty amazing.
Who made the decisions about the detail that you weren't sure about when you're recreating the detail?
Well, that couldn't
have been done lightly.
They had enough of like the forms, the masks around the front of the front of the stage. They had enough of those pieces that they could get a sense of what the entire thing was. The same thing is true on the plaster on the box seats area, the whole cornice. Again, the colors were an estimate. Also, we did incorporate some more current colors in that scheme because it's a now kind of a theater as well. The actual ceiling where the sun is, that was covered up. That was a new discovery. We don't know why it was covered up. In fact, there are some pieces even in the middle of this ring of lights. That grill piece was actually, they discovered on the other side of the roof. They think it was maybe for ventilation originally because it was open. So 1913, it's hot. Everybody's wearing a lot of clothes. The seats are really tight together. That was a way that they were letting the air escape naturally through the top of the ceiling.
Well, they did a beautiful job. I would actually call it opulent. Mm. We're standing in the aisle in the main auditorium at the Sun Theater with Lynn Glickert, who is the executive director of the Grand Center Arts Academy. Do you actually own the building, or are you leasing it? What's the arrangement?
We're leasing it from the Lawrence Group.
And I want to ask you a little bit later about what you have planned for it, but can we go on stage?
Absolutely.
Well, we're standing on stage looking out to where the audience would be. And I always get a neat feeling when I'm standing on a stage somewhere, imagining the people that have stood here before and with the long history of the theater. Do you think about that?
I do, actually. Even sitting in the seats for the first time on Saturday night, just thinking about all the events, all the people going back over 100 years to what happened here, and that it's like we're bringing life back to this little pocket of our city and continuing to make beautiful art performances, bringing energy. It's like bringing something back to life that had been dead for a very long time.
Lynn, you said, I think originally you said, what, 12 or 1,300 seats originally, mm-hmm, and 600 mm-hmm. now? So I'm looking up and I'm looking at the balcony and I see a wall behind the balcony. So is that of where the second balcony would have been behind that?
Yes. So the very top part of the balcony we did turn into classrooms. They're very stadium seating-like classrooms. But 600 seats is about the right size for what we need and also other organizations that would like to use this space. 1,300 seats is a lot of seats. Plus, they got that many in here because they were very tightly squished together. I guess that was okay back in 1913 when it was built, but not so much for now.
People were smaller?
Maybe. I don't know. They had more clothes, and so I don't know.
True. What have you used the space for so far?
We only have been in less than a week. So we used it for the first time this past Saturday evening. We had a big grand opening gala event with the program on stage. We were honoring the life of the theater from its beginning till now. It was very exciting to have our students perform, the oldest of our only 10th grade, but they were wowing patrons who are used to professional level work, and they saw that Saturday night. We've already had a choir concert in here, choir instrumental music concert last evening. The night before, on Tuesday evening, we had our dance concert. So we've been in here less than just 5 days, and we've used it 3 times already.
Well, the Academy has been in operation for a few years now. So what does this space add to what you do?
Well, that's interesting because our students are already noticing, because we've had to be really creative in how we performed, either borrowing spaces. They've often been small, so only room for family and friends. This opens up a much bigger audience to be able to see what our students can do, so it's not just family and friends. And honestly, the quality that was shown on Saturday night, it's the kind of programming, the kind of talent that these students are bringing to us and what the faculty are getting out of them. It's the kind of show that people would love to see, even if they don't even know any of our kids. It's not just Mom Who Loves the Show now. It's actually people who, Grand Center Arts Academy is having a show in May, a year from now. I want tickets. It's that. It provides that.
And this was a live theater. It was the real deal. Don't you feel that sort of affects the performance or the morale, perhaps, of students working in a space that seems legitimate?
Actually, it gives me goosebumps because many of our students that started with us 4 years ago, we started in church, Third Baptist Church, while this was being renovated, our school, and they've been in our school for 3 years, but they have never been on this kind of a stage. And we have two boys who are in the theater department that are incredible actors, but they were saying after our first grand opening that they realized that this brings a whole nother level of their own A game. They thought they were bringing their A game because, given the circumstances we had, this bumps it up to a whole new level that even they realized as 15-year-olds, wow, this is, there's so much more I can and will do because I have this kind of a space.
As I'm looking out into the seating area of the theater, I really like the color scheme and so forth. There are white pillars with gold trimmings and edgings. And it's interesting, the seats are all in the same hue sort of, but they're multicolored.
Well, apparently that's a new thing because it is a school and occasionally you have to recover a seat. And by having several colors, you don't have to exactly match what was just there. You can, and for those of you listening, it's a beautiful shade of teals and sort of turquoise and blues. It's really quite beautiful, just the way the seats are.
I know there are areas of the building that we haven't seen. What else is under the roof?
Well, there are those three classrooms at the very top that we turned into classrooms from the balcony. But there's a beautiful room above the lobby. Those big huge half-moon windows that are on the front, those are the windows that are on this mezzanine room. And it's the kind of space that we're leaving empty so it can be used for small gatherings, board meetings. Anytime anybody needs a beautiful, beautiful space, it just feels good to be in that space. And it's got a beautiful view onto looking south at Grand Center.
Yes, I remember those old neon signs were outside for I don't know how long. So are there any additions planned either inside or outside that are not here yet?
Well, there always are. You know, you have needs that are we sort of roll out in different phases. This is a beautiful space. We do need to have some work done on the lights and sound to make that production ready. That's still a bit of a challenge right now, but we know it will come. At this point, we have to do some creative work with dressing rooms because this theater really didn't even come with those. So, there's some things like that we know will come. We just haven't got them right at this very minute.
Are there any thoughts about using the building for anything other than school-related projects?
Oh, absolutely. Since we've moved here into Grand Center, we have wonderful relationships with our arts partners that are near us as well as those that are not quite so near. And so there are organizations that all along have been really wonderful to us and done things with us. So what we have to be really careful about is that, yes, it's number one, a school, and we will need it frequently. But those organizations that have missions that are the same as similar to ours absolutely make sense that we provide opportunities and ways for them to be also use our space. And I'd like to also mention that St. Louis University is our sponsor. And I've had some St. Louis University professors as recently as this morning in this space, and the first thing was, wow, Sue could really benefit from a theater like this because their fine arts theater is quite small and it actually was originally a school, like a high school theater, not like this high school theater. So, yes, there are lots of opportunities for our neighbors and for us. It will be busy. I could see it being used really fairly constantly.
So you've been up and running just a week or so. Lynn, what do you have on the calendar as far as performances or things planned?
Well, we've had many inquiries throughout the year as people knew that we were working on this building. Because we really need the lights and sound to be, like I mentioned earlier, it's not production ready. So we had to hold off with making any kind of agreements with organizations, partly because we weren't sure when it was going to be completed. And also, it's until the light and sound issue is resolved, it's not going to be an easy thing to make happen because people come into theaters and assume certain things about space and what's already currently here. Some people have asked about like setting up for 3 weeks in terms of a theater company. That's would be a challenge just because we would use the building so much. But you know what? It's like a work in progress. We're learning how our space works. And the more we can understand it, the more we can know how to partner with our partners to use it as well.
You know, Lynn, there are several theaters in the neighborhood. Is there ever any danger that we can have too much theater space? Is that even possible?
Oh, no, not even possible. This theater is not in competition with the Fox, for example. It's not that kind of a theater. There are not that many that are this size. There are some very small ones. In fact, I don't think we could ever have too many theaters. I just know that there are so many theater companies, music groups, dance companies that are just dying to find places that are their homes. I just don't see that ever being possible.
Well, I think they did an absolutely beautiful job.
It is.
It's really
gorgeous.
An impressive space. And I know there are going to be people who are going to want to see this.
Mm-hmm. So, we haven't really thought, that's an actually great question. We need to figure out how to have organized tours. What we're doing now is as people are interested and we can just run over, now that we have the keys, we've only had the keys for 5 days. So we will think about how to maybe do some more planned on the website, weekly kind of walkthroughs of the theater.
Well, and thank you for your hospitality. It's been a delight being here. As I said, I've been watching it from a distance for almost 2 years, and it's a thrill for me to be here. Great job. Great space.
Thank you. It is absolutely beautiful. Our students are very, very lucky.
That's Lynn Glickert, the executive director of the Grand Center Arts Academy. We were talking on the stage of the Sun Theater, a 100-year-old theater that held its grand reopening gala last Saturday. The theater cost roughly $11.5 million to renovate and will mostly be used by students at the academy. To see before and after photographs of the theater, visit our website, stlpublicradio.org. And coming up, we're going to check in with our arts and culture reporter about her new series, Art Game Changers. This is St. Louis Public Radio.